I got nothing. I really don't got nothing. I got nothing. I'm serious. I just wanted to cut it on and really not say anything about Kanye West. I really wanted to cut it on and not say anything about Kanye West because you guys are so upset about him, over him. I don't want to disturb you or antagonize you guys anymore because for some reason, you know, between Trump and Kanye, you guys are like really in tune to anything that goes on in their world for whatever reason. And Kanye's winning because you're talking about him, because we're talking about him. That's the whole point. I don't get it. The whole White Lives Matter thing, that was pure publicity stunt. I'm like, what are you guys missing? Have you not been living the last 20 years? And figured out what the media has turned into and how it can be manipulated and how incidents that seemingly seem to be unprovoked or unchoreographed are sold to you as being real news. I don't get it. I mean, my thing here too is that it's getting to the point where you're not allowed to say anything wrong. It's getting to the point where you're not allowed to say anything wrong. And I say not allowed, meaning that the backlash and the unofficial punishments or retributions or chickens coming home to roost or whatever you want to call it from society and companies and getting canceled and your product dropped because you said something that the media or America or the public may not agree with, and people want to virtue signal and posture their company to seem like and distance themselves from certain things that may seem misogynic. I don't know what misogynic means. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but I know it kind of means what I mean. Misogynic or racist or homophobic or whatever. I get it. But it's going too far. It's not making any sense. There has to be, well, number one, it don't have to be nothing. There don't have to be nothing. Let's just put it that way. There don't have to be nothing. You know, nothing has to be anything. But in my opinion, it's not productive. I don't see this as being productive. I don't see this as accomplishing the goal of the people who are doing it. Of course, I don't know what their goal is. None of us probably do. None of us probably really know what the real goal is of all this that's going on. Because basically, I mean, no matter how much we want to think, we are puppets on a string. I guess we all are. If you really think about it, reality is subjective. Reality is subjective. Science tries to correct that by having methods of determining what is fact and quote unquote real. A scientific method is our way of validating or accrediting events that we can reproduce and put a lot of faith and understanding in it as being correct and real. Other than that, anybody's reality is just as good as anybody else's, if you ask me. Anybody's reality is just as good as anybody else's. Your reality, you can look at the same thing. You can look at something and say it's blue. I can look at something and say it's red, and our realities, one-on-one, are equal. Meaning, if I'm just talking to you and you just talking to me and we're looking at something and you say it's red and I say it's blue and it's just us three in a vacuum, my opinion of reality and your opinion of reality are equal. What happens is when other people come in and like say, certain amount of people say, hey, that's red. Certain amount of people say, hey, that's blue. And a consensus is agreed upon. That's what science tries to do. Science tries to give us a method to determine what is real or what's not. Reality is subjective. And I see a lot of people basing arguments and philosophies on principles that they feel are rigid and concrete, permanent, like the idea of reality. That's just your interpretation. You're basing your whole statement or declaration on the foundation of your perception of the reality of it. So you're actually almost starting off, well, you are starting off from a unique position because nobody will see that as you do. So pretty much everything you explain, unless it can be shown to have been discussed and understood by other people that we can go to and say, okay, the general theory of relativity states this, and we could all go to that theory and get understanding from it and agree and disagree on certain points, but we're all focusing in on one theory, that one idea of what it is. In reality, can we actually do that? Reality is so subjective and so widespread. Can we actually, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. I don't.